Welcome to a special extra episode of the Fredcast for Wednesday, August 9th, 2006. My name is David, and I'm a Fred. Welcome back, and I know what you're saying. I just put out a Fredcast, so what am I doing giving you yet another episode within 24 hours? Well, I'm going to tell you. I listened to last night's episode, and I have to be honest with you. This whole Floyd Landis situation must have had me in a funk, because I sounded awful last night. So I decided I was going to give you a short Fredcast tonight, give you a couple of updates on a few things that are going on, send you off into the rest of your week with the knowledge that when we come back for a regular Fredcast next week, all will be well in the world. So sit back, relax, and if you're riding your bike, hammer just a little bit harder, because here comes an extra bonus episode of the Fredcast. Well, welcome back. Let me do just a little bit of news because, as you can imagine, not much has changed between last night and this evening. Nevertheless, as promised, the tour of Deutschland, the tour of Germany, did end today. Question that I've had, of course, is why on earth a stage race is ending on a Tuesday, but we'll leave that for another time. As expected, Jens Voigt is the champion of the 2006 Tour of Germany. And you know, from my perspective, it couldn't have happened to a nicer, classier racer. I love when Jens Voigt wins the stage. He gets up there on the podium and he's got this baby face and he's beaming from ear to ear. And it was great to see him hoisting that trophy over his head as the hometown winner of this year's Tour of Deutschland. Not a lot of surprises in today's stage. As I told you last night, it was relatively flat and really just a cruise for Voigt and his team CSC as they became the winners of this year's Tour of Germany. So the final general classifications in this year's Tour of Deutschland, Jens Voigt took the lead. Second place, last year's winner, Levi Leipheimer from Gerolsteiner in the United States, and he was 1 minute 38 seconds back. In third place, and again, I told you last night, great news that Astana's team is up here at the top of the general classifications with Andrei Kazechkin from Kazakhstan, 2 minutes, 23 seconds back. Fourth place, Vladimir Gusev from Russia and the Discovery Channel Pro Cycling Team, 2 minutes, 33 seconds. And in fifth place, Yevgeny Petrov from Russia and the Lamprey Team at 2 minutes and 57 seconds. Well, as I told you on last night's show, Floyd Landis has been going out on a media blitz, trying to show people what kind of a person he is and let people make whatever judgment about them they feel is proper after they've had a chance to get to know him, at least as much as you can get to know him watching him on the television. And as I said last night, Floyd decided to make an appearance on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno here in the United States. And for those of you who aren't in the United States, The Tonight Show is typically where actors and actresses, as well as newsmakers, go to sit down with Jay Leno, who's a former stand-up comedian, to discuss the issues, whatever issues are involved in their lives. And so Floyd came out, and I have to be honest, he made a very convincing case for himself. And as I've said before, he's quite personable, and he really comes across as a very honest guy. And the case that he's making is that either he took drugs, or he accidentally ingested something that contained a substance which raised his testosterone to epitestosterone ratio, or that his sample was mishandled, perhaps accidentally, or a bit more sinister, that there's some sort of a conspiracy going on and that his sample was intentionally mishandled so that he would no longer be declared the tour winner. I have no idea what happened, but Jay Leno really seemed to be very educated on the subject. Actually, I commented to my wife, and I was wondering whether or not Jay's listening to the Fredcast. Jay, if you are, I am available for interviews on The Tonight Show whenever you like. But Jay seemed very, very educated on the issues, and I thought that he put on a very, very good interview. There were no softballs thrown. He put the questions right to Floyd, and Floyd, to his credit, came back with some very good answers. So whether he did it, whether he didn't do it, it was good to see him out there. I didn't necessarily like Bill Maher's comment because he said that he felt that there was no reason to be making such a big deal about a sport that nobody gives a about. Remember, it is a family program, so I can't say that word. Floyd came back with some really good retorts. So to Floyd's credit, he did a very good job. And now I have a feeling that Floyd's going to sort of head back into the woodwork, back into the background, let his doctors and his lawyers do the talking. And as we know, over the next weeks and months, this will be adjudicated and there will be a final decision. But as I said last night, until then, he has been shown, according to the test, to be a doper. And I think that the UCI and the USADA are going to take action based on those tests until there are appeals by Floyd and his team. And the final story for tonight's bonus edition of the Fredcast is one about a gentleman by the name of Kyle Ranson. Ranson is the president and CEO of a company called InFocus, which is well known for manufacturing LCD projectors, the kind of things that you see when somebody's giving a PowerPoint presentation. Ranson is one of Oregon's top high-tech executives, and he is also one of the top fundraisers in the Oregon chapter of the National MS Society's MS-150. I've talked to you about the MS-150s before. I've told you that I'm very, very involved in our MS-150s down here in Southern California, and I'll be telling you a little bit about that in the weeks to come. But he was riding over the weekend in the MS-150 in Oregon, and something happened to him that probably will scare a lot of us who take part in organized rides, and especially those of us who take part in MS-150s. As one of the top fundraisers in the event, and Ranson raised over $13,000 last year for the MS-150, he was riding in the lead group with George Hincappy as they headed up a hill. The group split up. Ranson ended up falling a little bit behind George's group, and between the two groups, there were a few cars, and some of the drivers were starting to look a little bit impatient as it was difficult to pass the cyclists going up a relatively narrow road on this hill. As these cars were slowing down, Ranson went to pass one of the cars, and apparently the motorist got a little bit upset and nudged Ranson with his mirror. According to Ranson, he didn't exactly exchange pleasantries with the individual, if you know what I mean. And the next thing he knew, the car was nudging him off the road. A very, very scary thing. Now, luckily, he was not seriously injured other than some bumps and bruises and a couple of stitches. But the point is that it's just unbelievable that somebody in a several thousand pound vehicle would be so upset at having been delayed just a little bit that they would actually use that vehicle as a weapon to try to kill a cyclist. Now, unfortunately, the driver is still at large, having fled the scene without stopping, and police are still looking for the car. So if you are in the neighborhood and you see a car with a white male in his mid-40s, possibly in a Toyota Camry or Ford Mustang, which is probably green, there's probably some damage to the hood and front right quarter panel, police would like to hear from you. And you can contact them at 503-846-2584. According to MS-150 organizers, the event was probably going to raise in excess of its goal of $600,000 for multiple sclerosis. And according to the president of the Oregon chapter of the National MS Society, Virginia Sylvie, quote, "It's unfortunate that a single driver caused this incident that kept a board member from completing the weekend's ride. We thank the other drivers on the road for being cautious and sharing the road with our participating riders." Just goes to show you have to be very careful no matter what ride you're doing, no matter what cause it's for. You always have to look out not just for your fellow cyclists, but also for the other motorists on the road. And even if it means maybe not exchanging those pleasantries, just letting the driver go by and get on his way, it means you're going to get home to your families at night. And at the end of the day, isn't that the most important thing anyway? And before I go tonight, just a couple of things I wanted to mention to you. First of all, I'm really happy to let you know that this whole podcast award thing has been really exciting for the Fredcast, and it meant that we were covered in the local newspaper here in my hometown of Glendale, California, the Glendale News Press, which is part of the Los Angeles Times. I'm going to put a link in the show notes to the story. It was very complimentary, even quoted a couple of Fredcast listeners, so that was really great. And speaking of the podcast awards, last chance over the next couple of days. The voting ends this Friday, August 11th at midnight Hawaii Standard Time. So I would really appreciate your vote. It would be great to win. Please go to the website, click the link, or go to www.podcastawards.com. And please vote for the Fredcast in the health and fitness category. Remember, you can vote once every 24 hours per email address, and I really would appreciate your vote. And finally tonight, I mentioned last night that I want to get your audio feedback on this whole Floyd Landis doping scandal. There's a lot of ways that you can send me audio comments. Send it in an email by recording it on your computer locally. You can click the record a audio comment button on the website and use the audio link, which is a fantastic tool. Or you can call the Fredcast listener hotline at 206-203-FRED and just leave me a message and I'll play it on the show. Now, in order to get you to send an audio comment, we have a little contest going. Thanks to Video Cycle Computers and Ibex Sports, their United States distributor, one lucky Fredcast listener who sends in an audio comment on this topic will be picked at random to receive Video's Model MC 1.0 Plus Altimeter Cycle Computer with a retail value of $160. Now, the only way you can be eligible to win this cycle computer is by getting your audio comments in by this coming Sunday, August the 13th. So get out those microphones, get out those phones, send me some audio comments, and maybe you could be picked at random to win this computer. And thanks again to Video Cycle Computer and Ibex Sports for providing this prize for this contest. And that's going to do it for this special bonus edition of the Fredcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for staying subscribed. Please stay in touch. Contact us by email. The email address is thefredcast@gmail.com. Send us a voicemail at 206-203-FRED. Or visit the website anytime at www.thefredcast.com. That's going to do it for tonight. Hope you enjoyed the show, but most of all, enjoy the ride.